Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has rejected an accusation made by President Trump that Beijing is interfering in November's US congressional elections. Mr. Trump told the UN Security Council that Beijing didn't want his Republican Party to win because his administration was challenging China on trade. Speaking afterwards at a press conference, Mr. Trump added that Beijing was wary of his powerful intellect.
If you look at Mr. Pillsbury, the leading authority on China, he was on a good show, I won't mention the name of the show, recently, and he was saying that China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large brain. He said, Donald Trump, they don't know what to do.
President Trump has said that he doesn't have a time frame for North Korea to dispose of its nuclear weapons. He made the comments after his Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said he planned to visit Pyongyang next month to set up a second summit with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. This is the World News from the BBC. The International Monetary Fund has agreed to speed up a batch of emergency loans to Argentina and provide a bigger bailout than initially planned. The IMF Managing Director, Christine Lagarde, said it was the largest ever programme of payments put together by the IMF. The new loan agreement increases an existing package to $57 billion over 3 years. A tribunal in Guatemala has ruled that the killing of 1,700 Ixchel Mayans in the early 1980s amounted to genocide, but it acquitted José Mauricio Rodríguez of genocide and crimes against humanity. The ruling said the retired general had not been in a position to give orders. He was the head of military intelligence under the dictatorship of General Efraín Ríos Montt.
A British cabinet minister has warned that Britain is heading for a no-deal Brexit unless the European Union softens its position on the issue of the Irish border. The Transport Minister, Chris Grayling, said it was impossible for Northern Ireland to have different customs rules from the rest of the UK. At their summit in Austria on Thursday, EU leaders rejected Britain's proposals.